Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
When you start a game, it's 0-0. So both teams have a chance. Now, had the Giants gotten up in that game?
Yeah.
2-0. Fifth inning.
I was expecting it.
That's when they have a chance to sweep.
Stop striking out. You know, advance the runner. You know, gee whiz.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I think that was our girl, Jan.
I think you're right.
Like, you know, I was about Stella, streetcar named Desire.
Bring it on, man.
Yeah, one of the things that is lacking in our country right now is civility. You know, it's just respecting people, trying to treat them the right way. And one way you can advance that is if somebody does something wrong, you're not a jerk about it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So the 510 says Pena was the Texas Rangers first base prospect. He got traded to the Athletics, then finished his career with the Marlins. With all 510, thank you for the input. I believe that was Tony Pena, but and
Carlos Pena.
Well, there was former A, remember?
There
was
a Tony Pena.
Tony Pena was a catcher, right?
For the Pirates.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the 70s.
Cardinals, maybe?
Pirates.
Anyway, he didn't play. You want to bet he plays whole? He did not play
his
whole.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, then every team
counts. Known for being a Pirate.
He's known for whatever the person remembers
him for. Now, go ahead, because you know what I'm about to do.
But, no, really appreciate the input, and thank you very much. I think we're talking about someone named Michael Pena. He was in Chips, apparently, the motorcycle
Poncho.
Cop movie based on the show with Eric Estrada. And Michael Pena is from the movie End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. But I really appreciate the 510 there.
Yeah, from 80 to 86, Pena played with the Pirates. 87 to 89, the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 89 to 93, the Red Sox, and then ended his career at Cleveland.
Yeah, so
Chicago
he didn't
White
even
Sox
play half his career with Pittsburgh.
Hey,
Case,
tone it down. And I got to say something when you just talk about the world.
Sure.
Last segment I mentioned the best cereal ever made, to me, was Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
I'm getting hate mail. Just everybody relax. To each his own. Fruity Pebbles to me at night after drinking. Oh, the cold milk.
I mean, I could give you a suggestion.
Give it to me.
Instead of saying the best cereal of all time is Fruity Pebbles, just say Fruity Pebbles is my favorite cereal. Then nobody can come down your road.
Yeah, I might try that.
Because the best cereal of all time is Count Chocula.
What the hell is that?
Oh, you never heard of Count Chocula?
No.
It's chocolate with more chocolate and then chocolate marshmallows in there. You've never heard of Count Chocula?
I heard of Frosted Flakes, which is second.
That's Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
This was actually, the box of cereal was, it had a count on it with like a vampire.
Were you a big Rice Krispies guy?
No. Hated Rice. Unless you drown the Rice Krispies in sugar.
Cheerios online. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Now, Honey Nut Cheerios to me is on my, it's on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's go to Lewis in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lewis, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, so real quick, yes, Michael Pena is a great golfer. You guys might, if you've seen the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, it was awesome.
He's one of the main characters. He was the Hispanic FBI guy that ended up coming through for Mark Wahlberg throughout the movie. But he's also a great golfer. Want to let you guys know there's a tournament going on tomorrow at Cinnabar in Morgan Hill. NFL Alumni Caring for Kids.
Nice.
They're honoring Jeff Garcia and Vance Mueller.
Wow.
They're honoring those two.
San Jose State's own.
We honor them for what they're doing for the community. Gotcha. And Jerry Robinson, former Raider, will be out there. A lot of other former sports guys. So, hey, we'll be out there having fun, raising money.
Hey, do us a favor. Jeff Garcia, friend of the show, tell him Steiny and Guru said hello.
No doubt. You got it. I'll let you guys know next year. Come on out, man. We'd love to have you guys.
Oh, sweet. That's called networking. Thank you, Lewis.
Appreciate it.
We got to cut that and send it to the boss.
Just don't tell Garcia he stepped in it.
No, I fixed that. Remember I told you I saw him at Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah.
We were good.
Yeah, you don't remember Count Chocula and Frankenberry?
Yeah.
You do. I just don't think it was good.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But
you said you've never heard of it. Why would you say you didn't hear?
Well, the first part, I hadn't heard of that one.
Count Chocula.
Stop.
All right, so
Don't send us a text. I'll read in a minute.
Are you going to interrupt my story, or do you want to? Either do it now or wait till I'm done.
Well, that's an hour because your stories go long, man. No, seriously, go ahead. I'll read it after.
Remember Durant's third year here with the Warriors, and there was all the speculation about whether he's going to stay or not.
Never forget
it. And it was in December. I don't know if – please tell me you remember this. In December, and I use this phrase, all I can tell you is this, Goo. The league thinks Durant's leaving the Warriors at the end of the year.
I remember. Okay. I do.
Did he leave?
Yes.
He did. Along that same lines, I'm hearing two things. One is – word on the street is the Warriors have Horford. They got Horford.
Okay.
As for Jonathan Kuminga, it's still the centerpiece of the offseason. However, what I'm hearing is that there might only be one team left, the Sacramento Kings, in terms of a sign-and-trade.
Oh, man. And there's only one thing I want off that roster. It's just me.
Yeah.
And that's Keegan Murray. And I know that's not going to happen. But, Steiny, I'm looking in your eyes, like eyes of the soul. It seems to me you're almost like, just make the move just to kind of get this over with and him in a new locale. Anything to that?
Me personally, I don't have a stake in it. If they can come to terms with Kuminga, they can come to terms with Kuminga. If they can't, they got to move him, or he's got to play on the qualifying.
So they just signed, what's my guy, Drew Eubanks?
Well, that's what I was getting.
Would you take him and Carter in a couple of that would be a nightmare return.
Why then did the, so Devin Carter, the first trade that was said to be proposed by the Kings in a sign-and-trade for Kuminga was Devin Carter and Dario Saric and 2 second rounders. And apparently the Warriors said no. Now, under that scenario, Devin Carter and Saric make about $9 million, which means the Warriors, in theory, could reach an agreement with Kuminga for $18
million. Gotcha.
And then make that trade because you can only take back half as much. So that's why yesterday, when the Sacramento Kings signed Drew Eubanks, I noticed he makes $5 million. Devin Carter still makes $4 million. That's $9 million. I'm just saying.
Well, they needed a center, too. They lost Valanciunas, so that could be his replacement. But, Stoddy, I hope that wouldn't be the return if the Warriors want to move Kuminga. That just as a lifelong Warrior fan – that to me, and again, your guys are going to laugh, and I'm going to bring it out again. Just like an old classic car out the garage, Kuminga's a Thundercat. He has the potential to be a Thundercat, and I don't believe those two guys you mentioned coming back, especially Saric. Was he in a body cast? I mean, we already had him in what I thought was the end, but to bring him back, and I like the youngster. I can't say he can't play, but man, Steiny, I would like one more year of Kuminga as opposed to that package.
But if you look at the Kings roster, and I think it's interesting that the first deal that the Warriors apparently turned down, the two salaries added up to $9 million. It was Saric at 5, Carter at 4.5. So it actually was about $10 million. that could make, like, the money there makes some sense. The right, money there makes some sense.
But the talent that would be exchanged doesn't, to me. Okay. But maybe to the Warriors, Stoney, you ever heard of the old adage, just...
You never, ever, ever, ever get full value on a restricted free agent. I just don't think you do. Devin Carter makes 4.7. All right. You like Jay Crowder?
I used to like him.
Right.
Yeah.
How about, do you like Keon Ellis?
I like him.
Okay. Drew Eubanks making $5 million. Do you like, they actually do have an interesting, well, this guy came up in a free agent. Anyway, yeah. You're right. Here's the thing. I guarantee you the Warriors want Murray.
Oh, my gosh.
Murray's making almost $9 million.
Damn.
But, I'm sorry. This is what I mean. The Kings are not going to trade Keegan Murray for Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
They're going to trade a guy who's I'm not as crazy about Murray as other people.
I like
he's
his
good.
Potential and
he's
his good. Size, right?
Yeah,
we
sure.
know he can shoot it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. So why would the Kings trade Murray for Kuminga at twice as much money?
I understand that, but it's also, if we want to go down that road of make it make sense, let's be honest, Donnie, why are the Warriors even looking to trade Kuminga?
Because he doesn't fit.
That is,
and he doesn't want to be here.
That's just, man. Stoney, that's my new kryptonite in sports. He or she doesn't fit. Well, you know what? Make him fit.
You can't. You ever hear about putting a square peg in a round hole? Doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you've been trying 4 years.
Yeah, that's why it's time.
Yeah.
That's why it's time. Here's the other thing. We talked about this guy yesterday, and word is Bradley Beal is likely to join the Clippers.
Oh, that would be a great replacement for, who did they lose? The bucket getters down in there.
Norman Powell.
Oh, my gosh, that would, man.
Yeah, that
I'll
would
see
be,
you working.
That would be a half-decent replacement. Uh-huh. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Think Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. But no, I think if the Warriors announced today that they have signed and traded Jonathan Kuminga for Devin Carter and Drew Eubanks, people would be upset.
But their championship odds, I'm being real and I'm a Kuminga fan. They wouldn't take a hit. That wouldn't move it at all.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But and again, like, if you listen to the names on these deals, I just think you start to see the way everybody is thinking about Kuminga. Not that he's a terrible player, but that he's not, it feels like a lot of the league thinks he's not worth the risk of paying $20+ million because it feels like they don't think they know enough about him yet or think enough about him yet.
But what about what we talked about and Draymond talked about, Stoney? The Monopoly game right now, not a lot of people have
money.
That's
why. I mean, there it is. That's why. He doesn't want to take 14 or less, and nobody wants to pay him 20 or more. So something at some point is going to have to give.
And we talked about it yesterday, and I'll stand on it now the more I've been thinking about it. Stoney, whatever, somehow the league, the Players Association, there has to be a drop-dead date. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't good for anybody. Forget the fans. Just the, you know what I mean? What if you had that? What did Bob Myers tell us? You ain't got to make a decision till you have to. But what if there was just a concrete date, and then the shenanigans would be over, and people would know what their team's going to look like and who's, you know?
Yeah.
Just hate that this could go into.
Yeah, you could put the deadline at September 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, there's still a lot of free agents out there now.
Yeah.
There just are. And in fact,
any excite you?
Yes. Yes, and that's what we can get into.
Right.
So I looked at the free agent list of the players available still. And there are a couple names on there that, yes, I'd be interested in.
Right.
Now, I want to mention every name on this list, but I don't want to go through them where we go, yes, no, yes, no, yes,
okay.
no.
All right.
So what I'll do is I'll just tell you two of the names I like, and keep in mind, the list doesn't include Durant, Giannis. I would be interested in talking, and here's how I'll put it. I would reach out to Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm not mad at that.
I've heard he's healthy. Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm not mad at that.
Still a free agent. Getting up there a little bit. Never super duper athletic, but at his best was a really, I thought, solid point guard. Here's another guy that has always intrigued me a little bit.
Because I got two for you.
May not fit, but hell of an athlete. Markelle Fultz.
He's changed his narrative, and Stani, he is athletic, but again, he would probably cost you much of nothing. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Okay. Here's another name that I think I could see. Landry Shamet.
Yeah.
Shooter.
Yeah.
One dimensional, pretty much. And those are the three guys that I have the most interest in.
Now, I'm shocked that you didn't mention Spencer Dinwiddie.
He signed already.
What? With who?
Yeah, he signed. He's off the board.
How about Chris Boucher? That was the one I'm like, Steiny.
He's not on my list.
You don't like him?
No, it's just I don't dislike him. And if they sign him, I wouldn't say that was dumb. He just didn't make my list.
Now, which one of those guys would you prefer over Gary Payton II? Because I don't prefer any of them.
I'll take Brogdon right now over Gary Payton II. I don't care if we lose some defense. If Brogdon,
remember,
like he was 3 or 4 years
man.
Ago.
Things change.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. What are we doing with Kuminga, and who are we getting for him, Dougie?
So let me just pull over here. But there's a player that nobody's talking about. He's got a lot of potential, okay? He's, 23 years old. He's gotten better every year in the league. He's got a developing outside shot. He's good in the middle.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Scotty thinks he knows.
Can I guess the guy?
Yeah.
Bol Bol.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, wow.
There's a little tweet.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I'm with you.
So much negative.
Okay.
So much negative attached to his name because we've been talking about for a while. If we had the opportunity to get a player, put the name aside, that had Kuminga's potential improvement so far in the league, we'd jump at him.
Yep.
I don't know why we are so down on this kid. And the final thing I'll say is, we're always talking about how, oh, he doesn't fit. You know, he doesn't fit with it. Kerr did say one time when Kuminga got a chance to play straight, you know, like 20 games straight, we have to make him fit. We have to figure him. And everybody forgets that.
I'm with you.
His name has now gotten such a negative connotation. The kid, let him play, help him fit in. He can help this team. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, that was nice. Carter got in my ear, and he was like, well, nobody else is in line for him. But I said back to Carter, nobody's got the bread.
Yeah, and
so is there really a negative connotation with Kuminga stamp on him? Because I think he's remaining here. Okay. I really do. Lacob is a gangster. He is not giving something away for much of nothing. And I think that package of Carter, Saric, and whatever they were mulling around is like, man, bring him back. Trade him at the deadline, Steiny. And has he really been a malcontent? No, he said a couple things.
Only the team knows that.
Mm.
And my inclination would be, he's not malcontent. But you know, you don't want somebody on your team if his heart's not in it. That's the way I'll put it. But 888-957-9570. I'm looking at this free agent list of possibly attainable guys, and I'll throw some of these names out. You tell me
yay or nay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so apparently D'Anthony Melton is on the Warriors' radar. We know that. I like Malcolm Brogdon. Apparently he's healthy.
I would want him more than him, Melton.
What about Alec Burks?
I wouldn't mind
former
him.
Former Warrior.
Yeah, maybe Alec Burks. Polished scorer, I wouldn't mind him.
I put these two on for chuckles. Taj Gibson. And Jeff Green.
You know I respect me some Jeff Green. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, I am.
Because of...
They're 48 years old each.
Well, how old is Horford's tiny?
39 or 40?
Come on now.
Now, this is a guy I would... He was on the fringe. Because I don't know if he has anything left.
Well, damn. I'll help you out.
In fact, let me look how old he is.
I'll help you out.
But he used to be... And that is really the theme for the Warriors... They used to be, and you could just stop there. This guy is 37. DeAndre Jordan.
Listen, because he doesn't move like he's old. I've just been so disappointed in him with his size and what I thought was pedigree, Stoney, that he hasn't got on the floor for the umpteen teams that he's been on. So, you say DeAndre Jordan, I'm not scoffing or laughing, Stoney. I mean, man, I've just been disappointed with the chicken. I feel like he's left on the bone, and he's been content with just kind of collecting the check. I'm like, dude, you should be out there making some contributions. Denver needed a backup center forever, and he couldn't provide anything.
By the way, we can get to Denver in a minute. They may have a little trouble brewing. Mm-hmm.
He put his John Hancock to the contract?
Who?
Valanciunas.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be there. He wants to go back to Lithuania.
But isn't there a penalty? Like, isn't there a provision to where, yeah, you could want to go do that? You're ours.
Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing where if he can walk away from the money, then it behooves the Nuggets to try to do something.
That was strange. Where he wants to start.
What about, your favorite, one of your favorite players is available. Alex Len.
Oh, man, yeah, he kind of, I took one to the teeth, yeah, past year, Stoney, with Len, but.
Oh, boy, thank you, 408. I hadn't been following it.
What happened?
Jeff Green re-signed with the Rockets.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he
got my hopes up.
You know what? Apparently they re-signed Jeff Green for one game against the Warriors right before the All-Star break.
Look at you.
Trey Lyles.
I ain't mad at that. But look what you're talking about, D-listers.
That's right. But the...
Gary Payton II, bring him back.
But this is...
That's what I'm saying, Stoney. Come on now.
But with all due respect,
all right.
Gary Payton II was a D-lister when they got him. He was.
Oh, right.
So, right.
What did he end up being? Integral part of what they were doing.
You're making my point. Like, you got, like, that's but my point.
Bird in the hand is better than umpteen in the bush.
You might not have the bird in the hand, I'm saying, if you're moving Kuminga. I'm just saying, Landry Shamet. Okay, we all know who Landry Shamet is.
Yeah.
I mean,
a gunner.
He might come here if you get him and shoot the highest 3-point percentage of his career. It's possible. So, look, yeah, like JaVale McGee. They signed with JaVale McGee, doesn't make a ripple. He's got a reputation. And then 2 or 3 years later, like, wow, this guy really contributed. Like, those are the kind of guys they're down to at this point. One of my favorites. You know what? I'll continue with this on the other side. But 888-957-9570 is the number. I just threw some free agent names at you. Of course, they're not big names because we're 10 days into free agency. I got another couple, 6 or 8 I'm going to throw at you. But do any of those names ring a bell or do they make you think, wouldn't mind having that guy? 888-957-9570. Somebody mentioned Tyus Jones. He signed with the Magic. really, really good backup point guard. But he signed with the Magic. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. We got Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4 day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merchandise store, along with Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30, 12:30, and 4:30 next week for your chance to win every single day. Every show, every day, it all starts Monday.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.